That incessant buzz of overhead lights is the only sound this morning at Cowart Seafood Company's baitfish packing facility in the northern neck of Virginia. Manager A.J. Erskine says normally the early morning hours are filled with the sounds of the chum grinder, bait filler, skid rollers, forklifts, and a crew packing bait into boxes.
We don't have the seasonal labor to be able to operate this plant. If we run out of product, we lose our place in the market, and another product will come in and replace us.
And it's not just a Virginia problem.
It is happening in other seafood communities around the country, North Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, the Gulf. But there have been companies that have been excluded from the program this year because the number of visas or the cap of visas allowed in this country have been met.
When the seasonal visa program opens each October, the first half of the 66,000 visas are quickly snapped up. Besides the pressure of immigration reform, local seafood plants like Bevan's Oyster Company have been dogged by a shortage of American workers. 64-year-old Cliff Dameron has been an oyster packer for 30 years. The job starts at 5 in the morning. It's messy and repetitive, and there's a big learning curve.
The locals have got older and everybody done left. The younger people don't know how to do it, and they're going to say it's too hard, and then they, you know how they are. They're going to say it's not enough money. That's what they're going to say. First thing they're going to say.
Just down the road, the Omega Protein Menhaden Rendering Plant recently christened two new ships.
I christen you, Windmill Point.
Yeah!
They have local American workers at their plant. But spokesman Ben Landry says their Gulf Coast plants compete with year-round oil company jobs. So there, they rely on H-2B workers.
We've taken a couple of boats out of service in the Gulf because of this. We've gotten some employees from U.S. territories like Puerto Rico. What do we do with the program in the future? I think really depends on how this season goes because there is a lot of uncertainty with that program now.
The latest budget will increase the cap, but that action is in the hands of several federal agencies. In Maryland, in what's been deemed a banner year for crabs, one processing plant has had to shut down. Bill Sealing is vice president of the Chesapeake Bay Seafood Industries Association.
Everybody is just sitting on pins and needles, more or less, waiting to see what they're going to do. We haven't heard anything yet.
And there's another effect, said Sealing's Virginia counterpart, Mike Hutt. Seasonal workers pump money into the local economy.
They have to eat, they have to have housing, they transportation, they go to grocery stores and other things, they buy clothes. A lot of that money goes back into the local communities.
For now, processing companies are in limbo, waiting for the Secretaries of Labor and Homeland Security to determine whether and by how much to raise the cap. I'm Pamela D'Angelo for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, is funded with grant support from the Clayton Baker Trust, the Bancroft Foundation, Michael and Ann Hankin, the Jim and Patty Rouse Foundation, the Rob and Elizabeth Tyler Foundation, and the Midshore Community Foundation.